This is Change Your Mindset Podcast, the podcast that helps change your life by helping change the mindset of the 99% into the 1% mindset. Here's your host, Adrian Gomez.
Welcome to Change Your Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Adrian Gomez. Obviously, the most biggest topic of last week is Iran and Israel. The main story of the media was that an Iranian attack on Israel was imminent, and a warning from the White House to Iran not to do it, to attack Israel. Then there was a meeting between China and Russia. There were warnings from the White House about an imminent attack that then occurred over this weekend. It is reported that 300 drones or missiles were launched by Iran against Israel. It was said that about 99% of them were intercepted by Israel. Iran must have known that Israel was capable of that. So, one must wonder what the real purpose of the attack was. Had Israel felt threatened on Saturday, it would have launched a preemptive attack. It seems that they wanted this to happen to get much more money from US taxpayers and the EU. War is always about money. Remember, Vietnam, the US sacrificed tens of thousands of American soldiers and killed hundreds of thousands of Vietnamese, all for the non-existent purpose to prevent all of Asia to go communist. What happened after the embarrassing withdrawal of the US? No nation except Vietnam went communistic. Even if there is a real war now between Israel and Iran, it will be bullish for the stock markets. Israel can defeat Iran anytime. Historically, wars and the killing of lots of civilians has been profitable. Peace has not been profitable. Have you ever thought that we have academies for the Navy, Air Force, Army, all to train people to kill? But there is no academy for diplomacy? Is it because only diplomacy can prevent wars and massive killing? The powers behind the scenes know that there is no profit in peace. The war against Iraq and Saddam Hussein was planned for many months. Iraq sent emissaries to the White House to request negotiations to avoid a big attack. That was called shock and awe. They barely got past the receptionist in Washington. The US war establishment needed a war. Shock and awe killed an estimated 500,000 civilians in Iraq in 24 hours, just to get one man. The problem with planned wars is usually that they do not go as planned. The US has lost every war since World War II. Iraq is still debatable because we can't call it a real war. It was just a massive slaughter. It seems we are once again on the warpath with the Middle East and Ukraine. Deaths of Ukrainians are already well over 500,000, but Zelensky doesn't want negotiations. That would stop the money flow from US to Ukraine. How many people know that the US is paying for the retirement benefits of politicians in Ukraine? U.S. taxpayers are paying the salaries of all 57,000 first responders. Are those the friends and families? The U.S. government is also buying seeds and fertilizer for Ukrainian farmers, along with making small business loans. Are any U.S. small businesses getting much help? Are U.S. citizens getting any aid when prices are skyrocketing? When the border is wide open, people we have no idea and their intents are coming into the country. Meanwhile, crime has skyrocketed. Business continue to go out of business. People can barely afford anything nowadays. Homelessness is on the rise. Literally everything possible is going haywire. Meanwhile, we could possibly be on the verge of World War III. As predicted, as a lot of people say, we are very close. Iran is backed possibly with their allies of China and Russia. And if the U.S. gets involved, what makes you think China and Russia might not? It's a possibility you have to consider. And then who else gets involved? And then, once you know, World War III happens. Things are skyrocketing left and right. Everything is getting worse and worse in society. If you need help, if you think the government is going to take care of you, or think the government is going to give you any type of aid, you are wrong. If you live in America, the United States government, as of now, currently cares about supporting other countries than their own country. War is a terrible thing. Any type of loss of life is terrible. It is obviously frowned upon. But the way we are going, more and more lives will continue to be lost. As of now, times are not getting any easier. They are not getting any brighter. Things are getting worse. I hope and wish things do get better. We do not have any more wars. We don't have any more killings. But unfortunately, there are no signs of that ever happening as of now. It just looks like there will be more and more wars and more people dying, which is sad. Unfortunately, there are people and companies that profit off of war. They profit off of people dying. It's an unfortunate truth, but it's true. So when wars do happen, you have to think about it. Is this actually a war between countries, or is it a war to make money? Because the military complex makes a killing off of wars because they sell weapons. Just think about it. How all the politicians say, we need to support Ukraine. We need to support Israel. We need to give them more money. Why not try to create peace with the enemy? Why not negotiate terms to stop the fighting? Why do we have to keep putting more of taxpayers' money into war? Because it is profitable. Because politicians have their dirty hands in stocks in the military contracts. The top ones of military contractors are Lockheed Martin, Raytheon, Boeing, and General Dynamics, just to name a few of the top ones. And with that being said, I'll give you 7 ways how war is profitable for these divisions. First one, arms sales. Military contractors produce and sell weapons, ammunition, vehicles, aircraft, and other military hardware to governments involved in conflicts. These sales can generate significant revenue for defense companies. Number 2. Contracts for services. Military conflicts require various support services, including logistics, transportation, construction, and communication. Private companies often secure contracts to provide these services to military forces, earning profits in the process. Number 3. Research and development. Wars drive innovation in military technology as nations seek to gain a strategic advantage over their adversaries. Defense contractors receive funding for research and development, R&D projects aimed at creating new weapons, equipment, and systems. Number 4. Government funding. Governments allocate significant funds for defense spending during wartime to support military operations, procure equipment, and maintain readiness. Defense contractors benefit from this increased government spending through contracts and subsidies. Number 5. Export opportunities. Wars can create demand for military equipment and technology from countries not directly involved in the conflict. Defense contractors may seize these export opportunities to sell their products to allied nations or countries seeking to bolster their military capabilities. Number 6. Reconstruction contracts. After conflicts end, there is often a need for rebuilding infrastructures and restoring essential services in war-torn regions. Defense contractors can compete for contracts to participate in reconstruction efforts, ranging from building roads and bridges to provide security services. Number 7. Security solutions. Wars and conflicts can heighten concerns about national security, leading to increased demand for security solutions such as surveillance systems, cybersecurity services, and border control technologies. Defense contractors may capitalize on these opportunities to sell their products and services to governments and private entities. With that being said, this is how they make the money. So during war times, they are very profitable. During peace times, they are not profitable. And the sad thing is, politicians can invest in the stock market while they are serving. So it's a conflict of interest. If they are pushing war or keep sending support to these nations, which eventually leads to war, they can invest in these war companies and stocks and profit. That's how it goes. For example, during the Republican primary debate, Vivek Ramaswamy called out Nikki Haley about being on Boeing's board and her being corrupt. Take a listen.
I want to go back, though, to Nikki Haley's comment from earlier that she is somehow not responding to the will of these donors. Nikki, you were bankrupt when you left the UN. After you left the UN, you became a military contractor. You actually started joining service on the board of Boeing, whose back you scratched for a very long time, and then gave foreign multinational speeches like Hillary Clinton is, and now you're a multimillionaire. That math does not add up. It adds up to the fact that you are corrupt.
With that being said, what does Nikki Haley support? Ukraine. And she says Russia is going to take over all of Europe. They build that fearmonger into you to make you believe that war is the answer to keep supporting, keep giving your tax money to these causes. Meanwhile, they make millions off of war. Like I said, Boeing is a top military contractor, and she was once on the board of Boeing. And like Vivek said, she helped them out, and now she is a multi-millionaire. Coincidence? I think not. I am clearly against war. I'm clearly against death. So why can't these politicians stop war? Stop funding war? Why can't we just create negotiations for peace? Because peace is not profitable. The president of Ukraine, Zelensky, rather let thousands of people die and let their country be destroyed instead of negotiate with Putin, which he has reached out multiple times on negotiating, but Zelensky has declined. Meanwhile, their country is being destroyed. BlackRock and JP Morgan are backing a $15 billion investor fund to rebuild Ukraine. There is money in war. Keyword in that title, investor. If these wars continue to escalate around the world, World War III is a very high possibility. Sooner or later, it can happen. And that is terrifying to just even think about it. I'll leave you with this to think about. They said when Trump was in office that he was going to start World War III. In those 4 years, no wars in the world occurred. No World War III happened. But under Joe Biden, he was claimed to unify everybody. And this coming from Patrick Big David's Twitter account, or X, he said, coming directly from Britannica Dictionary, definition of World War, a war involving many nations of the world. Israel, Iran, Ukraine, Russia, USA in multiple proxy wars, NATO in proxy wars. How many countries are at war now? And then he also stated this. A few questions you have to ask in regard to Iran-Israel war. Number one, who benefits from this war financially? Number two, who's secretly instigating this war? Number three, who does this war impact negatively the most? Number four, is Netanyahu baiting US into war? Number five, how does this impact the 2024 election? Some questions you should ask yourself. That's going to be it for this podcast episode. As always, I truly appreciate your valuable time to take a listen to the podcast. Thank you, Patreon member Blade262, for being a Patreon member and supporting the podcast. Truly does help. If you'd like to be a Patreon member as well and support the podcast, you can do that by clicking the link in the description below. As always, please like, subscribe, share with other people if you enjoy the podcast and if you think it would be valuable to other people as well. Truly appreciate it. I wish you guys the best. Take care of yourself. Be safe out there. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Change Your Mindset Podcast. Be sure to tune in every week for a new episode. As always, change your mindset to change your life.